مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا.
Our beloved Prophet said, whoever is assigned the responsibility of raising daughters and treats them with kindness, they become a shield for him from hell. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed personality who gave dignity to the poor, love to the orphan, rights to women, freedom to slaves, forgiveness to enemies, and mercy even to animals. Before he alayhi salatu wasalam publicly proclaimed prophethood, all the people of Makkah knew him by the titles of As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought humanity out of the darkness of ignorance and illuminated with the light of knowledge. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam not only taught acts of worship but also guided people in every aspect of life towards dignity, justice, and success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Viewers, wait for a moment and travel with us back more than 1400 years to the land of Arabia. It was a time when the world was engulfed in darkness. There was no justice, no mercy, and no equality. When a daughter was born, her father's face would darken with shame and he would bury her alive. The weak had no rights. Slaves were treated worse than animals. Women were denied inheritance and were themselves inherited as property. The law belonged to the powerful while the weak had no voice. Then, in the midst of that darkness, in the blessed city of Makkah, a child was born. A child whose father had passed away before he was even born. His mother held him in her arms, but within just a few years, she too passed away. Then his grandfather took him into his care, but he also departed from this world. After that, his uncle raised him one after another. Every source of support was taken away, and how could anyone truly be his support when he was destined to become the support of all? Then a few years later, the truth became clear that this way the child who would become a source of guidance and hope for the entire world. This was the child who would become the greatest benefactor of all humanity. He was our beloved master, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, the blessed personality who gave dignity to the poor, love to the orphan, rights to women, freedom to slaves, forgiveness to enemies, and mercy even to animals. In today's episode, we will witness just a glimpse of his countless favors upon humanity. I say a glimpse because it is impossible to cover them all. After all, you cannot fit an ocean into a cup. Viewers, if we reflect upon the countless favors of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we arrive at one conclusion. Our entire lives could pass while counting them, yet we would never be able to enumerate them all. In fact, the Holy Quran itself describes the blessed arrival of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into this world as one of Allah Almighty's greatest favors. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 164, Allah Almighty proclaims,
لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم.
Indeed, Allah bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent to them a messenger from among them. Viewers, our beloved Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is truly the greatest benefactor of humanity in countless ways. His blessed life exemplified justice and fairness, the protection of human dignity, and the restoration of the rights of the weak and vulnerable, amongst many other virtues. In this episode, we will explore just a few of these remarkable aspects. Let us begin with justice and fairness. Viewers, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the most just and fair person in this world. This is such a well-established truth that even his fiercest enemies acknowledged it. before he, Ali Sallatu Wasalam, publicly proclaimed prophethood, all the people of Makkah knew him by the titles of As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. Sayyiduna Rabi ibn Alim radiyallahu ta'ala relates that the people of Makkah were unanimously agreed that the Holy Prophet Ali Sallatu Wasalam was a man of the highest trustworthiness and justice. That is why even before the declaration of prophethood, the people of Makkah would bring their disputes and legal cases to him for judgment. They accepted every decision he, alayhi salatu wasalam, made with complete respect, saying, "This is the judgment of Al-Amin." Viewers, the justice and fairness of our beloved Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, were not limited to strangers or outsiders. Even when the matter involved his own close relatives, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would judge with complete fairness, showing no favoritism or special treatment. His decisions were always based on justice alone. On one occasion, a woman from the Banu Makhzum clan of the Quraysh committed theft. Under Islamic law, the prescribed punishment for theft was the amputation of the offender's hand. The leaders of Quraysh became deeply concerned. They feared that if a woman from the noble clan were punished, it would bring lasting disgrace upon their family and diminish their honor in the eyes of all Arabia. So they decided to seek someone's intercession before the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hoping that the punishment would not be carried out. They persuaded Sayyiduna Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala, who was dearly loved by the Holy Prophet والسلام, to speak on the women's behalf. Out of respect for their repeated request, Sayyiduna Usama radiyallahu ta'ala presented their appeal to the Holy Prophet. When the Holy Prophet heard this, signs of righteous anger appeared on his blessed forehead. He said in a firm and powerful tone, "O Usama, are you interceding regarding one of the punishments prescribed by Allah Almighty?" Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ stood up and delivered a sermon. In it, he said, "O people, the nations before you were ruined because whenever a person of high status amongst them committed theft, they let him go. But whenever a weak person committed theft, they carried out the punishment upon him." Viewers, what the Holy Prophet ﷺ said is a timeless lesson in justice and fairness for all humanity. It is a principle that, it put into practice, guarantees the success of any system of justice. There was no lengthy philosophy, no elaborate speech, just one clear principle, one powerful statement, a timeless lesson for all of humanity, and a guarantee of a just and successful society if it is truly followed. Viewers, amongst the countless favors of our beloved Prophet ﷺ was that he clearly established the rights of women, lifting them from the humiliation of the pre-Islamic era and raising them to a position of dignity and honor. He ﷺ explained the rights of daughters, wives, and mothers, and strongly emphasized treating them with kindness and respect. His teachings brought about a remarkable transformation in the way women are treated throughout the world. In particular, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, brought relief and protection to vulnerable and helpless women. Regarding the good upbringing of daughters, our beloved Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "Whoever is assigned the responsibility of raising daughters and treats them with kindness, they become a shield for him from hell." Likewise, the Holy Prophet ﷺ taught us the rights of mothers. A person arrived in the court of our beloved Prophet ﷺ and asked, "Ya Rasulullah, who has the greatest right to my kind treatment?" The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, "Your mother." The person asked again, "Then who?" The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, "Your mother." He asked a third time, "Then who?" Once again, the Holy Prophet replied, "Your mother." The person asked yet again, "Then who?" Then Holy Prophet ﷺ finally said, "Then your father." Viewers, it is the unparalleled personality of the noble messenger ﷺ who bestowed a tremendous favor upon humanity by clearly establishing the rights of women, one of the most oppressed segments of society. Otherwise, even today, countless women might still have been suffering the same oppression, injustice, and abuse at the hands of men as they did in the pre-Islamic era. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also placed tremendous emphasis on education and moral training for the betterment of society. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought humanity out of the darkness of ignorance and illuminated with the light of knowledge. The Holy Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, seeking knowledge is farz upon every Muslim. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like my superiority over the least of you. Indeed, Allah, His angels, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the ants in the holes and the fish in the water, send durood, blessings upon the one who teaches people Islamic knowledge. The Holy Prophet also established the rights of slaves, orphans, and other vulnerable members of society. In a society where it was common for people to unlawfully seize the wealth and property of orphans, and where such acts were not even considered a serious wrongdoing, the Holy Prophet ﷺ declared, the best house amongst the Muslims' houses is the house in which an orphan is treated kindly, and the worst house amongst the Muslim houses is the house in which an orphan is mistreated. Regarding slaves, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, your slaves are also your brothers, whom Allah Almighty has placed under your authority. So feed them from what you yourselves eat, and clothe them with what you yourselves wear. Do not burden them with work beyond their capacity. And if you do assign them such a task, then help them with it. If we talk about the teachings of ethics and good character, then as the greatest benefactor of humanity, our beloved Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the people of the world countless lessons through his own blessed character and conduct. Lessons that are unparalleled in human history. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated everyone with the utmost kindness and excellent manners. His wives, his companions, his relatives, his neighbors, and even his enemies. His noble character was so remarkable that everyone who experienced it was deeply impressed by his beautiful manners. His devoted servant, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu, narrates, I had the honor of serving the Holy Prophet for 10 years, but he never once scolded me, never rebuked me, and never said, why did you do this? Or why did you not do that? Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, no one possessed better manners than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever anyone amongst his companions or family members called him, he would respond by saying, Labbaik, I am here for you. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also said, the best amongst you is the one who is the best of to his family. And I am the best amongst you in my treatment of my family. Sayyiduna Jarir radiallahu ta'ala says, ever since I embraced Islam, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam never prevented me from coming to him. Whenever he saw me, he would smile. He would also share light-hearted moment with his companions. He lived amongst everyone with kindness and would speak with each person. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even share moments of gentle humor with the children of his companions. He would accept invitations from everyone, whether they were free people, slaves, or the destitute. Viewers, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam introduced an economic system to the world in which the rights of everyone, including buyers and sellers, are protected. He also explained the principles of Islamic economics, which eliminate various forms of economic corruptions, such as usury, bribery, and unfair business practices. These principles continue to be regarded as a model even today. Our beloved Prophet also eliminated social discrimination and spread the message of human equality. He made no distinction between Arabs and non-Arabs or between people of different colors. He established an Islamic society in which the rights of every individual were protected. In this regard, the sermon delivered by the Holy Prophet on the occasion of the farewell Hajj holds a remarkable place in history. He said, O people, indeed, your Lord is Allah, And indeed, your father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, is one. Listen, no Arab has any superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a light-skinned person have superiority over a dark-skinned person, except through taqwa. Viewers, this was only a brief mention of the countless favors of the greatest benefactor of humanity, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The reality is that his entire blessed life is a radiant beacon of mercy, guidance, and goodness for humanity, whose light will continue to show the way to generations until the day of judgment. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam not only taught acts of worship, but also guided people in every aspect of life towards dignity, justice, and success. Today, if the world is searching for peace, justice, equality, and true human rights, then it must once again turn towards the blessed teachings of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Almighty enable us to study, understand, and adopt the blessed life and teaching of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our own lives. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.